You.
Yeah.
Your I'm kind of learning right now. Your picture look like I would see it in like a school textbook.
Oh, I took that picture at the convention when I was like, I think I was 16. What got that?
No, I'm sorry. That the center song stuck in my head.
I see, but that's my best friend, Davina.
The Nina,
Davina.
Davina.
I did the
That was a great movie. It's just a great movie. Brooks, have you seen the second Spider-Man movie?
Movie?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. I was about to say. I was like, the third one comes out in like 2 years. I was just making sure you're gonna be able to see it before then.
Yeah, I seen it.
All right.
Man, life is weird. Huh. I don't know. What's my jealous? What is I asked ChatGPT to give me some topics to talk about for the podcast, but ChatGPT is most definitely give you just like generic.
White people stuff.
This is what it gave me. Relationships and dating. Topics. Are we dating or just vibing? What the hell does that mean?
I mean, it's complicated.
I feel like dating means y'all are trying to be serious and vibing. We ain't going steady. We just kind of
Y'all just chilling.
chilling. Yep.
Let's chill.
Settle
That's what I
yeah.
want to do.
That that's how they should judge relationship status is like, what R&B song are you currently writing?
What R&B?
What era of R&B music are you in right now?
Well, currently,
Yeah.
70s. 70s is a lot. It's a lot of drinking suits,
Yeah.
and
I really miss
asking how
you.
your day been lately, beautiful. How your day been lately, beautiful?
Let's just kiss and say
Don't get me wrong. I put like this, like what?
that I want you the right way. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I'm where I'm at, and like I want a grown love affair.
I'm in that early 2000s R&B era right now. That begging.
They weren't
That
begging.
bit.
They weren't begging in the early 2000s.
They were begging in the 2000s. It was a lot more. It was a lot.
Give me a begging song from the 2000s.
The begging. I hear it.
Yeah, let me get a begging song from the early 2000s.
Begging from early 2000s. Okay. I gotta think about this.
Because when I think of begging, I think of 90s.
That's all 90s, bro.
Yeah.
That's not all 90s.
Because if you talk about Mario.
Well, okay, so like the best were like probably in the 90s. That a lot of New Edition, not even like New Edition, really. New Edition has some toxic songs in there. Any Heartbreak was very toxic.
Hey, bro, we talking about 2000. You said begging.
Oh,
2000 was when you were that big.
sorry. I'm trying to think. Yeah, let's see.
I want to know why you begging.
You don't want a man to beg for you.
Begging? It's just
Yeah.
why you gotta beg?
He'd be like, girl, I can hear it. Hear you crying. For me, for me, for me.
Why am I crying for you? Jesus.
Hey, let me love you. Wait, hell yeah. Let me love you. Buy You Drink is not R&B.
What?
Why you Drake is R&B? Don't do that. T-Pain is R&B.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like if you're begging, that means you did something wrong.
No, not necessarily.
Lost Without You. Hey, David, yeah, no, Lost Without You. That's
Lost Without You is not a begging song.
That is a begging song.
No, that's not a begging song.
I'm lost without
read, you. Read the lyrics. Let him read the lyrics.
Lost without you is not begging.
That was going to be my
read
witness.
Read the lyrics, Kendrick. Read it.
All right. Lost without you. Can't help myself. How does it feel to know that I love you, babe? I'm lost without you. To know that I love you.
Why are you reading this so robotic, though?
I'm sorry. He's begging already. Already
that's, that's begging.
Read the verse.
Tell me how you love me more and how you think I sex, baby. That you don't want nobody else. You don't want this guy. You don't want that guy. You want to...
touch yourself when you see me. That's not begging. Tell me how you love my body.
The whole chorus is all... The whole chorus is nothing but begging.
The chorus is not begging, but the verse is not. The verse is very sensual. And make loving energy. So that's not a begging song. You Should Let Me Love You by Mario is.
Yeah, that's a begging song for sure.
Lucy Pearl, You.
How does that go, Bingo?
I really want you. He's literally talking about how he saw a girl with Uncle.
Only Lucy Pearl song I know, I Want to Dance Tonight. That's the only one I know.
Oh, no, you was like that. I try to look the way you passed me by. I saw you holding Q-Tip's hand, and girl, I damn near died.
Yeah, bro.
The way you hold the Cosmo just fits you to a T, but I just want you to sit right near next to me. I wonder what was on God's mind the day that he made you. I know that he wrote a commitment. This is begging.
We're talking mainstream. You the only one that know that song.
That No, I'm not.
You like those lyrics, though.
No, I'm not.
Nice.
I'm talking about on this podcast.
What's that one? Dang, it's about to drive me crazy. Alicia Keys song. she was in that Diamond with Most Def. That's begging.
You don't know my name.
Oh my God.
I can't think of the name. Yeah, you don't know my name. Yeah.
You don't know my name. That wasn't begging.
That's begging.
She just wanted that dude to recognize her.
That's begging. Asking for it. That's begging.
Oh Lord.
I guess we got two different definitions of begging out here. Nah. Like, I don't see you begging like
Aaliyah song, Come Over. She literally
Whoa.
Whoa. He said,
Every Anthony Hamilton song, begging.
That's a 90s song. So I take that. That is, I take Come Over. That's my favorite Aaliyah song, by the way.
I love that song. I ain't gonna lie. But this good woman wanted him to come over so damn bad.
And I love that energy. I feel like this. You probably get like breakfast in bed. Somebody sent me that song. Like, yeah.
I'm telling you, I'm telling you, Jason, at this spot, listen to Lucy Pearl. I'm telling you, that's some two-stepping music right there. That's some music that you play at the function and you just dance up to the girl that you like been feeling all night. I'm telling you. It's a great song.
Great song.
I really want you. Might have bumped that, might have played that right now. That should be the outro music to this podcast.
So who you begging to,
grandma? Lucy Pearl, you? Nah, if I said, if I want to get like some serious begging music, I'll put on that that down bad R&B music. I play on that like 60s 70s. That 60s 70s music is a real down bad.
Yeah, we know they got songs in 67, but you said 2000s.
Yeah, they do have. I can't. All right, I'm not gonna come up with a list.
Yeah, you gotta come up with a
and what's the depth? So how are we gonna classify as begging?
You gotta tell us, bro.
Because Lucy Pearl, you is begging.
Now I'll play this because. Cause like I said, like the criteria that we going is like we're going with mainstream song. Like I play this, I can find a begging song on a deep album cut, but not everybody gonna know the album cut. So it has to be like a mainstream song. Like
a mainstream.
Like when I think of begging, I think of Keith Sweat. I think of Gerald LaVert, you know,
yeah,
Teddy Pendergrass, Luther Vandross, you know.
Yeah, Raphael Saadiq is plenty of begging. I want to say so is music. I don't know. I wasn't a big music soul child fan growing up.
Shoot. What's that?
I love music soul child.
Yeah. He got some songs that you probably
I love that out. Teach Me How to Love.
See, oh, God, yeah. Dang, I forgot about that.
That could be considered
bad. That was a great song.
That could be considered. Like I said, I know, like, I play this. I don't know what my wedding song will be. It's probably not gonna be something like 2000. But I don't know. When you pick a wedding song, do you gotta cater it to your girl or cater it to a song memory based on that y'all both like and enjoy?
You can do whatever you want. It's your day.
I say music that y'all both love, like y'all song.
Because how I think I'm gonna do it, I'll say, all right, she pick a song that she like thinks about me too. And I pick a song that she, and we probably gonna do two wedding songs. I pick a song I think about her for, and she think about me. That's how I'm gonna do it. And we both gonna be surprised what songs we pick.
Lucy Pearl, you. That's like the best love song ever.
That is the song for you.
I'm telling you, y'all listen. Me and you listen to it, like I'm telling you.
He about to make me share the screen and sit there and play that song because he been talking about it. Like,
if you gonna start, you gonna start it off. You gonna start it off from like. If you're gonna do it, you gotta play like that slow jam song, and then you switch into that because it's two stepping music.
I ain't trying to two step when I'm dancing with my wife, bro.
What kind of dancing you trying to do? She gonna be in a wedding dress and a gown.
Yeah, and then it's like that funky music where they're like, look at that character.
I'm moving my hips with it. I ain't two-stepping with it.
Yeah.
With hips, central.
I'm saying, just play the song. Play the song. And you're like, hey, you're like, nah, I get it. Remember how you after the Tupac, that horrible Tupac biopic,
it wasn't a horrible movie. What?
You start playing Blackberry Molasses.
It wasn't a horrible movie. James,
I think you're the one that told me it was bad. That's why I never watched
it.
No, I said it was better.
Hey, Brooks, me and James went to go see that movie, and afterwards he was like, yeah, he was pointing out all the flaws and inconsistencies with Tupac.
It was a good movie. It's still better than Notorious. At the time, we did not have Straight Out of Compton. It still was the
Wait, best. No, yes, we did.
Straight Out of Compton came out after
it did not. Straight Out of Compton came out before All Eyes on Me.
It came out way before
All Eyes on Me, and everyone was comparing it. It was not to that standard.
It was not. No one was. Well, shoot. It was better than Notorious. I tell you that much.
Yeah.
So compared to the Biggie movie, the two by
it movies, wasn't. Kush Groove is better than. It was better than All Eyes on Me.
Okay. Now we're just saying shit. I was like, now we just read.
Kush Groove was better than All Eyes on Me.
Hey, bro. You should go to New York and get on that couch with Button, bro, because you just sounding outrageous right now, bro. That's what you're talking. All these hot takes.
Tell you. Lucy Pearl, you
is please one put up that song for him.
Oh, my God. Hold on. Okay.
Oh, please, we ain't going to end it.
I put it down for
him. Once I play it, I'm, and I critique it, I just want you to know what's right there.
All right, cool. It's fine by me.
All right. Here we go.
I was trying to look at the YouTube recommendations. Oh, there it is. Wow.
There we go.
Check 1, 2.
Can y'all hear it?
Yes.
I put it down for the LBC. I put it down for a place called Queens. You know I represent the 213. I hold it down for the big city. I keep it gangster for all my young kids. All the PYTs with their own car keys. I put it down for all the ladies. Ladies, ladies, ladies.
When I saw a buggy, she held me.
I forgot about this song.
We gonna dance to this one.
Just fits you to a T. But I just wish that you was sitting right next to me. I wonder what was on God's mind the day that he made you. I know he wrote a new commandment after he was through. But every
that song is Friday.
That is a wedding song. That's walk out. That's walk out. You play like the little. You try to do that, when the bride and groom has their own little dance and they came up. This is a song that they play with it.
I don't think this would be like the it song, but I could hear it being played.
All right.
When people are eating.
Y'all got it. That's all right. It's all right.
No, if this is the song like, this song is for you.
It's cool.
It's riding, though.
It's cool. Just saying.
Yeah, I was jamming over here.
You know? We give it A for effort.
You didn't let the chorus break down, but it's fine. It's fine.
I heard the song, but I'm like, you
I remember the song.
Yeah. Like, when you say wedding song, I thought,
That's what
I can definitely do the crip walk to that.
Yes, that's what I'm saying. It's like when you come out, you do the slow dance, you do the whole intimate thing, and then you switch it up and like, oh shoot, they have a choreographed dance, and that's the song you play for it.
Like if I played that song, it'd be the song that the dance that you do with your brides and grooms.
Yeah,
with the grooms party. Yeah,
that's
out there
so
cool.
Oh,
what
song?
Yeah,
I wouldn't play that song, but yeah.
For your groom's party,
I wouldn't choose that song.
Yeah, that's
yeah. Hey, but that's yeah. No, I hate to do it, James. Can you? I kind of forgot, but can you remind me what song you walked out to?
What song did I walk out to?
Yeah. Tell them what song.
Wait, did he choose this song?
For his wedding?
I tried my best to be like, hey, bro, do something like some. Ask him what song you want.
No. Because, like, we had an option. Not the songs to come down, walk into the reception.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
Yeah. Oh. It was a group set because like y'all
too much backstory
it was me and Cam but because like they was the original thing they wanted to do bring him out by T.I.
yeah.
I ain't hype because it wasn't like we was walking out with the person we was walking down the aisle with. Everybody had their own individual song, so. So I came, we came through, walked out to the ride. I think, was it the ride? Was it a ride?
The ride.
The ride.
Yeah, Ride by Drake.
Of course it was a Drake song. Should have damn known.
Because we wanted something smooth. Like,
I was like, oh.
No, you wanted Drake.
Nah, because I'm not coming out there and dancing. So I'm like, because like, bring them out. That's an energy song. I sure as hell wasn't lit enough to bring no, like, like bring them out, like I'm
y'all weren't drinking.
Well, I don't think we. I wasn't lit enough to do that for now.
Man, you got to be drinking on the wedding day.
We took like two shots before, but we weren't lit.
I kind of had four, dog.
Hey, nigga, because you was getting married. Of course, you had four. Like, what are you talking about? It was your wedding.
I definitely was.
Like, you should be more like you. You know, like, oh, yeah. the drunkest I've ever been at somebody's wedding was Dresden. At that one, I was like, yeah.
That was amazing.
Yeah, I was super gone.
I was tipsy at my wedding. I'm not going to lie, I was smiling.
You was tipsy at yours? What were you drinking?
What we get? I think she got some Hennessy.
Oh, she had Hennessy.
Yeah. Hennessy. My sister was gone because she was loud. She kept like, yeah, Europe. I was like, what the hell is like, why the brother is talking?
On stage?
Yep. She like, all right, quick. I was like, what in the hell is going on? I could have swore my daddy was there the way she was carrying on back.
See, I like that type of energy.
But it's definitely for memories, for sure.
I don't know when I'm going to get married. But I do know we going to cut up. We going to turn up.
I wouldn't do a wedding again.
You want to do a wedding? What'd you do? Courthouse?
Elope in Alaska. Have a winter wedding for real.
I ain't gonna lie. I was big on Courthouse and Olive Garden, but man, that last break I went to, I was like, yeah, I need to do something nice.
Courthouse and Olive Garden is diabolical. Courthouse and a reception is always.
Now, great. I would do a
reception is at Olive Garden.
Like a party.
Nah, bro.
I would do a party for everybody, but just for that moment,
yeah.
I would probably want to elope somewhere.
Yeah, I'm like, I want to cover certain people at the courthouse. I want
to have some crazy ass photos.
And then I tell people that, hey, y'all show up at this destination at 6 o'clock. And we just drinking and dancing. And there will be food. And there will be cake.
You ain't going to tell them it's a wedding?
Oh, no, I'll let them know. I'll let them know for reception. Because I feel like this, if I do an elopement, like something intimate, I only want a certain amount of people there. And I just tell people, hey, this is where the reception's at. You can see us walk down with our dress. Because obviously, you know, depending on who I'm with, they may have a dress they want to wear for the wedding. They may want to have a dress that they just want to wear for the reception.
Yeah. You
know? So I don't know.
But like, it'd be fun, but it'd be also draining. It was draining. A lot of people asked, oh, please make sure you invite me, or hey, can you send me an invite, or can I bring such and such? And it'd be a lot of people just putting their little input, or why wasn't I part of the wedding party? I'm like, oh my,
why wasn't I invited?
That part,
yeah,
of the groom, that part of the groom, bridal party.
Yeah, I had my cousin get upset with me because she wasn't part of it, so I had told her she could be like the host, and I gave her like a little gift bag to make her feel included.
How many bridesmaids did you have?
I had four. I don't like a lot of people. My circle so small, I ain't got no damn body. So that's why I said fuck a wedding.
Yeah, like back in the day, and when I was very popular, I had my groomsmen list at the time was like 11.
That's insanity. You say that right now, but when you, the money, then the stuff adds up.
You said how many?
Back in the day when I was in my 20s, when I was out there like that, it was 11. I can name all 11 that was gonna be in. But then you realize
I got three.
It's hard for women to have 11 friends. So I was like, yeah, that ain't
great. That's so true.
And why is that? Why is it always like, yeah, I got all my girls? And then by the end of the whole wedding,
unless the girls,
half of them don't talk to each other no more. Yeah.
You said what?
Unless the girl was part of some sorority, yeah, or something.
Or they got a lot of sisters or cousins, but it's like, right, just have like,
and it's like the thing is, if I wanted to, I could have made it scratch, but I'm like, no.
And as you should, back then, who was it? Because currently, right now, I'm probably just only going to do five. That's currently now.
I got a solid three.
I got nobody.
Mm-hmm. And nobody.
I'm five. You see. Talking about your groomsmen?
Yeah. Oh, I could have put numbers on the board, dog. But you know.
Oh no. Yeah. No, Mike. How about this? A lot of us could have both definitely put numbers. Like Neil had a whole bunch. I think Neil had the most.
Yeah.
Nah, how much? Bobby had a gang of niggas.
Nah, I think Neil had more than Bob. They'll have more about that. That groomsman pick. The groomsman pick was sure. I still got it with Neil. Neil, it was.
No, I think Bob had more.
No, it was all right. Me, Neil. Well, me, Jamal, Cody, Jamel, Damian, Bob, Big Mike, Denzel.
Denzel was a groomsman?
Yeah, Neil had eight.
Ugh.
Eight or nine. And
technically still in that picture, too.
Yeah, you would have been in it. And then Aaron was in it, but Aaron didn't get his tuck. So Neil replaced Aaron with Denzel last minute.
Yeah, I think I was supposed to be, I was in it, but I couldn't do it.
Yeah.
And I think he replaced me with Phenom. Yeah. And then Phenom got replaced by that's a nasty choice. Yeah. That's a nasty
choice. Yeah. Because I was like, why didn't you pick Dresden? And he was like, Neil. And I was like, okay. But and then Bob's was me, Neil, Trey, Jamal, Big Mike,
Shawnee,
Cody, Shawnee. That's seven.
I think I'm missing somebody.
AJ in there.
AJ, yeah. AJ wasn't a groom. Oh yeah, AJ was. Yeah, so it was 8-8 then. They had 8-8 then.
Cause he had Big Mike Freeman.
Oh no, yeah, Freeman was in it. Was Freeman a groom?
Yes.
So he had nine, yeah. So Neil had 8, Bob had 9.
4-5.
Hey, Bob sent that picture, yeah. Cole Freeman. I don't think Javar's brother was in it.
Yeah, he was.
He was a groomsman too?
I think so. Yeah, he had a tux. We took pictures.
Yeah.
I don't think he walked. I can't remember if he walked with something.
Did he walk? Freeman. He might, I think at that time it would have been her. Big Mike. Yeah. Maul's. You. AJ. Sean. Yeah. Good God. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Yeah. 8. Am I missing 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Yeah, 8 groomsmen.
Yeah.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Wait, hold on. Was there more groomsmen than bridesmaids?
Man, don't give me the line. That was years ago.
Yeah. Cause it's like 80 y'all, but it's only like six bridesmaids, so that's kind of weird.
I hate when the numbers uneven.
Yeah, who they is? It just walking down. That's just. I feel like you had to be.
I feel like you should just cut some people out now.
Ain't the maid? Don't the maid of honor walk down separately anyway?
No.
No.
No. When they come in, if you
choose for it to be that way, but no, I feel like you do what you want to do.
You did what you want to do in yours?
Yeah, but everybody walked together. The best man walked with the maid of honor.
At the wedding or at reception?
At the wedding. Oh. It's not her day.
Is that only one person?
It is my day.
One person walking, Dalton. I get it. What kind of cake you have?
We did cupcakes. Did red velvet cupcakes.
Smart woman.
I love me some red velvet. That's the best flavor, the best dessert ever. For being honest,
I'm just gonna get some chocolate with food coloring.
Yeah, I'm just doing it. It don't matter.
It's still the best. It's still the best.
That's a placebo effect.
It's just the best. Some red velvet.
Let's just call it spade. Chocolate cake is nasty.
Yeah, chocolate cake, ew.
You know, but people love chocolate though.
I mean, if it's the last cake first, I'm gonna eat it. But
the last cake.
Hey, if we be honest, the best cake ever is that 7-layer yellow chocolate cake.
No, we
cake.
Just said chocolate's best.
Nah, the best, that's hands down the best whatsoever. That 7-layer chocolate cake.
Lemon cake with the icing on top.
The best cake is sheet cake, okay?
I don't think I've had that cake.
Sheet cake.
It's just regular, just vanilla.
No. You've had it. It's the cake that they serve at birthday parties and graduation.
With that cold, hard icing.
that you get at Walmart or Sam's Club. Yeah. You had it.
Well, then it's not my favorite.
The best, the flowers are all hard on it. Yeah, no.
I'm not too much of a sweet person.
You gotta get a good
sheet
cake, not good.
Yeah, you gotta like a good
sheet cake. Now, cheesecake.
Disgusting.
Is bomb.
Nah, cheesecake is good. What are you talking about?
Cheesecake is bomb.
Matter of fact, I think, Q, you took me to my first cheesecake factory. I remember that.
Oh, yeah.
You gotta get
did
some.
Did you have cheesecake?
You made me try it. You.
How did I make you try it?
No, you was like, you gotta try it. You can't come to Cheesecake Factory without getting cheesecake. I was like, okay. I tried the Bang Bang shrimp. The shrimp was
good. Yeah. I like Cheesecake Factory though.
But it was good though. It was my first time I was in Atlanta. I was like, oh, okay. Cheesecake.
Full circle.
The best though, I had the deep fried cheesecake at a fair.
Yes. When they be doing all that deep fried stuff, I'm like, all right, y'all doing way too much.
You're not an eater then.
That's one thing I am.
I do want to try.
No, I'm a big foodie. I'm a big foodie, and I love fair food. I love Carnival Eats and all that. So, like, you have to get all the fried stuff. Like, come on. You gotta pick out.
Give me that funnel. That's the first thing I'm going for is that funnel cake.
That's so typical.
The funnel cake should be the closing item of the night.
Hey, every time I go to the track, that's the first time I'm getting it. Funnel cake.
I know the first time when I walk in, I need me a big old turkey leg. I'm about to eat that whole motherfucker by myself.
That's another item I get
in. Hey, okay, so can I ask this? Yeah. Besides the turkey leg, what are the the things you must gotta get?
When I go there, I'm getting some French fries. I'm getting some French fries, hot dogs, and burgers.
It has to be a season. It has to be some seasoned fries.
I can't do plain
fries.
Everything has to be seasoned.
I can't. Cookout and Bojangles has spoiled me. I hate unseasoned fries now.
Cookout seasoned fries is disgusting.
The must thing I have.
Yeah, that's euro. That's wild.
It's not flavorful over there.
First of all, the best seasoned fries is Petey Quicks, if we're being honest.
The best seasoned fries is Bojangles.
I've never had them.
Petey Quicks is amazing.
Bojangles has the best
season. Sometimes, well, if we talking about perfect scenario, hot, fresh out the fryer, seasoned to perfection French fries is
Petey Quicks. American Deli.
Arby's or Chester's.
I know you did not say American Deli with them hard ass fries.
They are not hard. I love crinkle fries. And Zaxby fries.
They be hard. And I'm like,
no,
I'm
they not. Don't.
Well, Zaxby's is a hit and miss.
You're from Georgia, so you probably got a good American deli.
Of course.
North Carolina, is come on like, now. You know, I'm like, why are they fried hard? I'm like, you can't, what, in the words of Will Smith, I feel like I'm gonna break this damn thing. Like, boom. They be like, shoot.
No, yeah, I don't know what's up with y'all, American deli.
But hey, maybe. Now they need to build a J.R. Crickets up here. That's what I want.
I ain't a lot. Whataburger's coming to Fayetteville soon.
They've been talking about Whataburger for like the past.
We got Whataburger.
Well, they got to finish up. They got to finish up Gillis Hill Road. The plan's already been approved for it. So once they finish up,
spicy ketchup.
Once they finish up Gillis Hill 295, that's where they're gonna start working on that Freedom Town Center out in Rayford, and that's where the Waterberg's gonna be at.
You know, that sounds so good because nobody's saying that, but then you know they build stuff and then they cancel, just like they canceled our town center, the RV center that they were supposed to build. And wasting $4 million
of town. They didn't. Well, first of all, they technically didn't waste anything because they didn't build anything. The only thing they did was just demo.
But you still got to do all the development stuff for
it. So they're just going to take that money and put it towards the event center and also the Crown Arena, the arena already that's there.
I forgot you're a government dog.
Yeah, I be knowing everything now. And they took that money and put it into the city of Fayetteville employees' pockets because we sure enough needed it.
Ain't that? While us on the federal level struggling.
20% raise, buddy.
Good for you, my guy.
Yeah. And then one more, and within the next 2 years, it's another 15K. And then I can just start adding on after that.
That's nice, my guy.
Yeah. No, it's not. It sucks. Because I'll tell you right now, these folks in favor are nasty and they are disgusting and they need to clean up after themselves. Like, some of these hospital employees are nasty and they're living in filth. And I feel like if you're living in filth, you don't need to be going back to what's supposed to be a clean place, and such as the hospital, and being around all those sick people. Because you're just incorporating sickness with more sickness. It's disgusting. These niggas are nasty out here. Clean up after your dogs. Because I'm tired of walking in them backyards. And I got to play hopscotch getting to the backyard because you got dog crap on your backyard. It's disgusting. That's nasty.
Well, they just doing their best work. You can't knock them from doing what they do.
Oh yes, James. If you've seen some of the houses I've been in,
I just assume when you go to somebody's house, that niggas is gonna be nasty. When I go to somebody's house, I just assume the worst, and then you guys gotta show me otherwise that your house is
clean. Oh no, I've seen, buddy. I've seen some stuff. I almost threw up. Yeah. It was that disgusting. And it was like, yep, it's just working perfectly fine. We spent all that money. I was like, I want to burn this house down so bad.
Somebody said the prettiest women have the nastiest looking houses.
What?
They're pretty. They're pretty messy. I've
never heard that.
They're pretty messy.
In my life,
I know one, but she has
I've heard it.
She has ADHD, so
you know. But like I said, you know, it.
They're love you. You
know. What?
Just in case she listens.
Nobody listens to this. Let me stop. Let people do listen to it.
Didn't you say you had somebody from Africa listening in?
Yeah, I'd be surprised who be tuning into this junk sometimes.
What if it's not? What if it won't? If it was just a VPN?
I don't know what it was, bro. Because Cody's ex was like, she said, I heard you talk about me in the podcast. I was like, what? Yeah, I didn't like how you referred to me as that girl.
I was like, don't ever call me late night again. Trying to get me in trouble, making me.
Oh,
shout out to her.
She's living her best life. You know.
Yeah.
Please, that's what I want. I want you to live your best life.
You know, that's all. That's all that is. You know, there's nothing wrong with that. We want everybody to live their best life, you know. Side note, I got a question. Where can you find the best eaters out here in the world?
What?
With that, I gotta go to work tomorrow because I'm a federal government employee. It was nice hanging and chatting with y'all. Everyone go stream Lucy Pearl's You. Go out, stream that. Be on the lookout for John Doe's new record coming out soon. Go listen to that new Wu-Tang. New Flea Lord just dropped. New Slick Rick just dropped. Who else just dropped? Thelonious Martin just dropped. Nas just dropped. Go listen to all that. Go listen to all that. Go support. Mm-hmm. And shout out to all the drug dealers who are selling drugs right now temporarily so that way they can fund their legal business, aka Stinger Bell, RIP. But yeah, no, I'll catch y'all guys later. It was fun.
All right, Mingo.
All right.
Well, good night.
Night.
Yeah. Well, at least be, as you said, stream that music. I have comments, but I'll say them after I've not recorded. Because obviously, you know, he was very adamant about us listening to that song. So, yeah. You know. I can't, I'm just looking at Q's like picture and it's just like staring me like into my soul. It's like, bam. It's like smiling at me. I don't know.
I'm like, that's worth smiling.
That is true.
How much you been drinking?
I only have four drinks.
Four?
Four drinks. I have. No. Mm-hmm. Oh, did you enjoy your weekend off, Q?
Did I have a weekend off?
You said you had like Sunday, Monday off.
Oh, I did. Yeah, I was just chilling. I think it was raining out here. So it's been raining a lot. It's raining right now.
The weather is crazy out here.
Just been going with the flow.
As you should. As always. As long as that's the best way to do it. I don't like how the niggas made fun of my pink shirt, too. They were talking about me in the chair like I didn't see that.
I seen that. I was like, yikes.
I didn't know what was going on. I just happened to look. I couldn't tell if it was a blazer, a shirt.
Mine's a shirt, bro. It's a corduroy shirt. I haven't been able to debut it out in public yet because I have, you know, figured out what pants I would wear with it. But,
you know, yeah.
Somebody said, you know. Whenever I do pop this out in public, I'm gonna have to be drinking a little bit. You know, not that I haven't worn pink before. You know,
ain't nothing wrong with the color. Yeah. I couldn't tell if it was blazer, straight jacket.
No, it's a shirt, button up shirt. Shout out to Fashion Nova for it.
You got it before the tear too.
Yeah, way before.
My God.
That's always, you know, as we should, you know. I think that's the only way we should do it. Stay that motherfucking money. You know, I thought about Q the other day because, you know why I thought about you, Q?
Why?
Because they were talking about your girl the other day.
You were talking about who?
They were talking about your girl the other day, talking about her face was so beautiful in its natural state.
Who are you talking about?
You're talking about Ari.
Oh, Ari, yeah. Why you say Ari isn't my girl?
I know, because the last podcast you was on, you was like, pumpkin pie.
No, I said she got a pie face. Ain't nothing wrong with having a pie face. Sometimes I have a pop face when I get a little pudgy.
Pop face, so pop face means, you know, you just be a little chubby in the face.
Kind of, but not necessarily. You gotta look like, it's hard to describe. You just gotta look like you're kind of happy and you're just good with you.
Mm-hmm. I guess, well, shoot, with that definition, I guess I could have a pie face now. I don't know.
No, it doesn't work for you.
But damn.
I only call girls have pie faces.
So what kind of faces the guy had? How do women call guys ugly without being rude?
Without being rude. What do you mean, to their face?
To their face, or describing to other women?
No, I'm talking to a woman. We about to be straight up. We don't give a damn. But if I'm in front of them, be like, you're not my type. I'm not about to say, oh yeah, you look nice. Or I think you're attractive, or I'm not about to lie. And it's not necessarily calling somebody ugly, like, just can't. That person ain't your type, then. You don't find them attractive.
Okay, dope. But not every, like I said, you know, there's nothing wrong with calling a spade. One thing about me, I had to work on just being nice, because a lot of people try to talk to me who I'm most definitely not attracted to. But, you know, I'm a nice guy, so I can just keep conversations. Because obviously, you know, they can have beautiful spirits and you can get to know them enough. You know, and who knows?
But that's why I say you got to get to know people. Yeah. Don't judge a book by its cover.
My mom be trying to set me up with people. Man, that ain't it.
Your mom be setting you up with people?
She be trying to. She's like, yeah, what about this? What about so-and-so? So-and-so got a daughter. I tell my mom, one, I don't like when people try to set me up with people.
Because
you don't know my taste. And then my mom be like, but you only like girls with big boobs. I'm like, damn, that's not necessarily true. You know? I like who likes me. So, you know.
I think that is a mom thing.
To try to set people up?
To set their son. Oh. Or like, my mom wouldn't do that.
Your mom never be like, oh, I find this nice to.
No.
Because my mom, she was, I talked about it the other day. She's like, yeah, I tried to set you up with so-and-so. I said, who? She said, I sent you a picture. I said, like, y'all right? I said, like, she looked older than me. She said, yeah, boy, Nick, bro, you be 35 next year. What the heck? I said, no. I said, yeah, but she looked like 43, 44. And she was like, oh, well, you need an older woman anyway.
Uh-oh, your mama might know what's best.
But no.
Oh, no, bro.
She might. But you got to be a certain, type of 40 for me to pull up on that street. You know, because I play this. I don't mind dating older, but when you start dating older, when they enter like that 50, 40, 60 range, that's what you have to factor in.
I'm looking for somebody to be on their deathbed that's rich so I get that money.
Could I marry for money?
I'm just playing.
I could. But that's what
I'm like, wouldn't marry for money. I want to marry for love.
Oh, that's a good answer.
I want it to last.
I don't, because sometimes like, could I get, cause like, I think like, somebody at work was like, could you give your body up for money? I said, not really. I could make out with somebody for money. That's as far as my
body. Who the hell is about to pay somebody to make out? You talking about just a kiss?
I mean, I know one person.
I'm a hell of a kisser, Q.
Nobody to make.
Some people pay stuff. People want people for less. There's some weird people out there that just.
I will say there are some weird people. They pay for feet. Feet pictures and
you know
used panties.
Yeah. you know. So how far fetched was like, hey, like if I set my post up and like for like I got what would my rate be for a 15-minute makeout session?
15 minutes is crazy.
That's a quick
15 minutes.
You can't make out with somebody for 15 minutes.
And not have sex is insane, bro. What is we doing? Look. 15 minutes is a long time. You at least could have said 5. 15 minutes of just kissing is crazy. Look,
that's kissing on the mouth. That's not for 15 minutes on the mouth. That's not quick visits rates. There is no 5-minute quota. There is quick visits. 15. HH is 30. Hours an hour. And I got that's the only time those rates go. I have never heard nobody
charge an hour of what?
I'm not charging an hour to make out.
That's it, because I was about to say that'd be insane.
Well, if you do an hour, if I had to do a make out package for that, that's an hour of foreplay. So that's make out, massage, and sensual conversation.
Oh God.
That hour of making out would have to cost more than an hour of anything else. There ain't no way I'm gonna sit here and do that.
Exactly.
Insane. Look now, if somebody paying, they say, "Can you make out for an hour?" I'll be like, "What the money like?" Yes. I don't know. I don't have a number yet. Nah, let me stop. 150, I'll probably do it.
$50 to make out for an hour?
I said 150.
Bro, don't say
that. Shit, I wouldn't even do that shit for 150.
Hey, it's
made. Especially when you don't know the person can really kiss and shit. That's crazy.
First of all, you're the professionals. It's like you ain't asking them to be out there. Like, no, if they paying you, you gotta be the best one out of the group. But you know, that's hypothetical. Ain't nobody like you said, there's nobody just charging money just to be kissing, you know.
Nobody. Like, there's probably a few, but majority of people are trying to get to the meat and potatoes.
BTD.
Like, yeah. Ain't nobody got time for no. That's child's play.
Hey, well, sometimes every minute more, you just would just make out. I don't want to do that. Just let me stop. Stop myself. Don't get me wrong. I do miss that old thing where I do just want to make out with somebody. But then I'm like you said, if you're doing it right. Make out, just don't just stop at making out if you're doing it right.
It's gonna lead to something else.
Yeah, if you're a good kisser, they're gonna want more.
For sure.
And that's being part of the favorite few. You know, because I've told a chick, I said, I just want to eat you out. You don't want to do nothing else? No, I don't. But knowing damn well that I do it so well that they just want to do something else afterwards. So I don't have to ask.
Oh, Lord. He's so confident.
No, I'm not confident about it. I just enjoy eating pussy. Like I said, I'm the type of person, I don't like to do nothing else. I just enjoy it. And there's nothing wrong with it.
Nope.
There's nothing wrong with it. Now, I'll put it like this. Did somebody pay me for it? Yeah. You know, just like there's some women out there who's so good at their work that they deserve to be paid for it. And then there's, you know, but not every woman's good at giving head, so that's one thing I do know.
And not every man is good at eating pussy.
That is most definitely true, because not every man, because most men ain't trying to focus on that. Most men are trying to just stick it in.
Doggy style, that's all they want.
Yeah, that's all they want, which is like, I get it, but doggy style's not really, you know, don't get me wrong, doggy style is number 3 in my positions list. It's number 3. But, Cowgirls number one. Missionaries number two. Then Doggies number three. The only reason why Missionaries number two is because I like boobs. And I like that. And I like.
So your mom was right.
That's not the point.
How the point is, Z? Your mom knows what you want in a wife.
No. The girl she be showing me don't have boobs. No, they don't be having boobs. She don't be introducing me with women with big boobs. No, she don't be doing that.
That's because your mom already knows. You're going to end up with the opposite of what you really like.
But that's the thing, though. Like, having big boobs is not a criteria to deal with me. You know, I just have to be attracted to, you know, because like I said, the one thing about it is I don't get so stuck on the physical because it's, you know, there's certain attributes on my body that a woman may not like. You know, they was like, oh, this nigga don't got a six pack. Okay, cool. As long as my stomach flat and ain't round, baby, it's all good to me. I don't give a fuck. You know, and as vice versa, you know, some people may not have a butt. And a lot of girls who have, you know, big boobs, they don't have butts. I've noticed that. They walk around looking like the letter P out here.
The letter P?
They look like the letter P out here. And there's nothing wrong with that. There's nothing wrong looking like the letter P. That's one of my favorite letters out there. You know?
Shut your ass. You're lying. So you prefer a bigger breast over the butt. So you prefer your woman to have boobs and no ass?
Yeah. Because all my favorite positions are all my favorite positions are extenuated by having boobs. Like, cowgirl, if you got no boobs, I can't grab on nothing. If you got an A cup, what's the purpose of me looking at you while you riding me? Now if I say reverse cowgirl, you got a butt, okay, cool. Nah, I understand. You know, but I like to grab on stuff. And you know, so only thing you can grab on if you don't have boobs is you can grab the neck. You know, but that's about it. But you know.
Yeah. Their arm, their waist, like there's so many fucking body parts you can grab on
grabbing. And me grabbing on her arm, is that going to turn her on, yes or no? Baby, let me grab
your arm. Yeah. If
you get turned on by somebody grabbing your arm, Q.
Now, if it's from reverse cowgirl,
that's different. You bringing them further back and you getting that angle. I mean, we're talking about regular.
Then now.
Exactly. Now I get you. There's other parts. Like I said, like, you know, I don't get, like I said, I don't really get caught on, you know. You know, like I said, like, you know, like I said, I've dated girls who have B cups and C cups. It don't really matter because, like, B's and C's still look good to me. Breasts just still look good to me. I feel like, in my opinion, if I had to rank physical features on women, it's breasts, thighs, and butt in that order. In that order. Okay. Hey man, I like to look my woman in the eyes. I can't, like, that's another thing. I like to look them in their face. I like to see their facial expression. I can't see a facial expression if you hit it from the back all the time.
So you like the lights on?
Oh no, I'm not sure. I like to look my demon in the eyes, baby. I like to love my demon in the eyes. We not breaking contact.
Oh
my. Now somebody told me that's too intimate. That's a, I didn't know.
Now, yeah. It's not. I like looking in the eyes of people that I feel like I love them, but just anybody, you know. Not gonna look everybody in their eyes.
Sure. Somebody told me, I said, oh, girl, sure, well, I do that with everybody.
Now you did it with everybody. Lord have mercy.
No, but that's what somebody had told me, said, like, because I didn't know.
You can't do it with everybody.
And then somebody was like, oh, it's like, yeah, like that's intimate. I didn't know it was intimate. I'm
it's very intimate. It's mean like y'all both are like very, that's very like a deep connection when you stare in somebody's eyes and having sex with them.
I looked at it as me sitting there trying to I looked at it as me trying to understand and observing their reactions and body language. Because if your eyes going to tell me if I'm doing something right. So if your eyes is doing, making certain faces, you know, yeah, you can tell. So I was just used, I look at women's eyes for their cues. And I was like, okay. Because if you're doing it right, they're going to make a certain look. And I was like, yeah, just, you know, it's intimate, you know, and I'm like, hey, well, I can't talk to you if your eyes is closed.
You can talk to somebody with their eyes closed?
No, I'm talking through it now. I need you to look at me if I'm talking through it now. I need you to not break.
Not break is crazy.
Yeah, and I'm, you know. But I only do that.
Because having a woman have her eyes roll back in her head is the feeling you need to make sure she has.
You can do that too. But, you know, only time I don't care if your eyes, only time I don't care if your eyes are closed is doggy, side of the bed.
Well, you're not looking at her. That's why.
side of the bed is like, you know, side of the bed is like you're laying, she's laying flat.
I know what side of the bed is, but I'm saying you're naming positions that y'all aren't directly in front of each other.
I'm looking down at her.
And
on side of the bed, I'm looking at her.
Yeah, you were looking at her, but I'm saying y'all can't have. She could turn around and have connection with you. That does feel good too.
Yeah, no, you know, you can. Yeah,
like I said, it depends on the person.
Yeah, but like I said, I'm a child of God. I hadn't done that in a long time. It's been like 5 years for me.
5 years without sex.
I ain't gonna say nothing, because James. And for the record, I'm not saying that we've done anything recently. I'm just saying, James.
Amen. It's been 5 long years.
That's commendable.
Oh, man. I know, it's crazy. Let me stop lying.
You said what?
I said, let me stop lying.
Okay, then. So how long has it been?
Oh, no, we're not doing that. No. We're not. How long has it been?
Oh, my God. I'm screaming. We're not doing that. You breaking this up.
How long has it been? I would say it's been longer than I can't remember.
Okay.
But I would say
you're all over the place. Just forget
it. Hey, I'll be listening. Hey, I don't want nobody to go back to tell nobody stuff.
Oh, Lord.
Brother so-and-so said, I'm like, anybody say no.
Oh, yeah, I ain't trying to get you in trouble.
You know, even though I doubt nobody listening, I was like, hey, I ain't now. I stepped in the hall like 2 times this year. Twice. Been on Zoom, though, sometimes. But I've been on Zoom more than I've been inside the building the past 5 years. Zoom is just so much easier to do.
Oh, Zoom.
Yeah, it's just so much easier to do.
Yeah.
But all of my business. Mm-hmm. But to answer your question, it's been, you know, yeah, off the record, if I have to say, I don't know, maybe last year or early this year, maybe. Who's to say? And that's my story. I'm sticking to it.
Amen to that.
Mm-hmm. Now, I could ask you when yours was, but I'm a gentleman. I won't ask like stuff like that.
You said what?
So I could ask you, but I'm a gentleman. I'll ask lady stuff like that.
Yep.
You said what?
I just said, yep. Mine ain't been that damn long.
Oh, Lord. It ain't been no 5 years.
But right now, I'm trying to practice celibacy. So
that's a good answer.
We shall see we'll how see. This lasts.
Hey, I'm right there with you, sister. I'm right there with you.
Support you on that.
Shut up, Mary, man.
Hey, listen.
I don't apply to you.
No. I'm saying I support both of you.
I don't thank you, my man. You know? True. That's not, I ain't going to lie. I want to get married so I can have some legal buns. I can tell you that much.
Hey, bro.
Amen to that.
Hey, bro, listen. I think the rollover definitely hit different. When you finally finish, you roll over, like, wow, what a concert.
True. Yeah. At this point, I was like, yeah. I was like, I'm okay with it. Plus, my mom want a grandchild. I'm like, okay.
Hey, listen.
But then again, it's like my biggest fear is marrying somebody, and they're not on my level of certain things.
That's why you got to make sure before you propose.
How you make sure? I ask a question.
Yeah, you got to ask a question.
Yeah, asking questions, honest? Getting to know them.
Some people be acting like they freak until game time starts, and they be like, nah.
But is that all it's gonna be based off of what the bedroom is? It shouldn't be based off of that.
No. When I say no, when we talk about intimacy, no. Yeah. Obviously, sex ain't the most definite, because trust me, sex ain't the most aspect of the relationship. I would never sit there and say I would never be with somebody because of their sexual experience. I just know, I've had people say, stuff you into is very, like, they were intimidated.
Oh, I got what you're saying. You being like, open about it, and they were against what you were open to.
Yeah, that is like, like, you're a little bit too experienced, man. And I'm like,
yeah.
So I was telling somebody this. I said, like, my level of experience is different from woman to woman.
So you're looking for a freak. Got it.
They be like,
a freak with big boobs and no ass.
That's not what I said. I said I just like somebody with boobs. They can have an ass. I like an ass.
I'm trying to find you your letter P freak, okay?
Stop. Letter P freak. Letter P freak, that's cute. You a letter P? You not a letter P?
Come on now. Of me?
I'm just asking.
You must don't remember.
Oh, shoot. Let me stop. I'm lit. I can't be out here flirting this podcast. Let me stop.
I'm a girl that would never need a BBL. Okay?
No, that's right. I give you that. That is correct. No BBLs for me. That is true. You know, but we got Justin for women who do get BBLs.
When you said we're not what?
We're not judging women who do get BBLs, though.
I'm judging if they're not correct, if they're not done correctly.
Why not? What you gonna tell them to?
Hmm?
What you gonna say to them?
I ain't gonna say nothing. They the one that got the damn, they walked out of the office like that, so that's their problem. So, it is what it is. I ain't gonna say nothing. Just let them keep doing them.
Yeah. That is true.
Now, if it was like somebody like I know and I'm really cool with, I'd be like, girl, you might need to go back and get some adjusted.
Now you can have a letter P butt body if you have a butt though. It's just a lowercase p.
Man, you're doing too much.
It's too much
with letters. How do you have a butt with a lowercase p?
No. Like the lowercase p is smaller than the big p. So it's like so where your butt's at, that's where the p start, and then it goes down to your legs. That's the lowercase p. Let me hold on. Man, you know something, bro? Mike, we've been doing this. We've been doing it. No, yeah. That was right. P and Q. They both look the same. All right.
What you trying to say?
I was about to say, wait.
P in the lowercase Q.
And I was like, yo, they like the P. And I was about to say, oh no, Q means boobs. And I was like, oh no. Cause you can look like a Q or a P, depending on what direction you stand. Well, if you're on the left, you look like a lowercase Q. But if you look on the right, you can be a P, a lowercase or uppercase P. But you can only be a lowercase Q. And I think we're done with this whiskey. We're done with this. We're done for the night on that. We're all over the planet, for sure.
You're all over the place.
Am I?
Yep.
I think I'm on the right level of stuff. Very much so. I think I'm on the right speed for sure. You know. Because I haven't said it.
Whatever make you feel great.
Whatever make me feel great.
Yep.
That's cute. You look like you got hands, Q.
What?
You look like you got hands.
The fight?
Yeah.
Never know. Have you ever been in a fight?
Yeah, I'm from my brother.
Yeah, but I'm talking about not with your brother.
Yeah, fought my brother, fought my cousin before.
That still count. Him and his brother fight don't count.
Yeah. Almost pushed that nigga down the stairs.
You pushed your brother down the stairs?
Almost.
What were y'all fighting about?
It was deserving too.
What was it about?
Right. But we were supposed to get ready for the meeting, right?
Hell, not before the meeting fight cutting up.
Hey. We were supposed to get ready for the meeting. Man. He was running late. And he had a cast on his foot.
Damn, you was gonna knock your brother down while he was injured?
Yeah.
He was handicapped.
Shit. Yeah. He deserved it.
What did he deserve? What did he do?
He was being an ass. And the only thing we told him was like, we were just trying to just get ready for the meeting, bro. We was already running late. And I can't remember what was said verbatim. I think he called me a bitch or a pussy.
That'll do it.
And I was like, I said, nigga, no. Like, he said something. I said, the only cat I see around here is you, nigga. I said, what can I see around here? It's you, dude. And we was on the steps. I was above him. And he was right underneath me. And he was like, well, you ain't gonna do shit. I said, I'll push your ass down these motherfucking steps. And like Brooks was there, and then like my best friend Dresden, our cousin, he was up there too. And like they had to break it up. It was bad. And then one time we got in a fight before the convention.
Dang. Y'all were violent before the meeting and stuff? That's crazy.
No.
Y'all didn't have the Kingdom Melodies playing and stuff?
Nah, because getting once getting ready for the meeting is a very stressful time. Because one, can be a very stressful time because you're worrying about not being late, people rushing you. One person's always dressed earlier than everybody else. Everybody else taking their time. You know, it was a lot. And I was the main person driving, so it was just a lot of stuff. Like, yeah.
Did you take a long time to get ready?
No, I was always the driver, so I had to get ready. So I was always prepared for shit.
Gotcha. You always had your lunch ready.
For the convention?
Yeah.
No.
We always left sometimes.
Man, they say not the damn lead. The damn niggas to lead the facility.
No, wait. I never left at lunch. I left the song before going into the next half. I think that's even worse, but
I always pack my lunch.
Yeah, my mom packed lunch too, but it was like you won't be hungry because like you eat breakfast. So I ate breakfast beforehand. So by the time lunch came, like we ate breakfast. So I'm eating breakfast at my seat. And then
y'all brought food to the convention. Yeah, y'all was those people. You didn't eat at home.
Yeah, and then you like snacking throughout, like my mom's giving me fruit, so I'm snacking through it. And I'm the side person. I'm not trying to sit at the whole lunch just eating.
You trying to go see the ladies. Mr. Casanova.
No, we weren't trying to see. I was just trying to make rounds.
I was
very shy. I couldn't talk. We attempted to try to, but I was crashing and burning. I would look, but yeah, I was not very successful. But everybody knew me though, because social media. They'd be like, "Hey, that's Gummy." I'm like, "Okay." So I was very popular.
You was popular but shy.
Very shy. So I would never like sit. I'm not the type of person to walk up to you and be like, "Hey, how you doing?" Like,
you was just stare a hole in a girl face.
Not a stare. I would do laps. And then if my
creepy, a stalker.
Not a stalker. Like, but no, but you just walking around a circle. Now my friends, out of my friend group, everybody in my friend group was social. So my friend group, they would talk, and then I would just say, "Hey, how you doing?" And I'd just be quiet. But all my other niggas were very
outspoken.
I'm going to shoot my shot type energy. And I would just, you know, but everybody else, you know, I was very subtle. So if I knew you through social media, I would say, "Hey," and that's how I move. But I was never just, hey, how you doing? What's your name? I was never that type. You know?
What was out back then? MySpace?
I'm not that old, goddamn. What the hell?
MySpace was out there back then, wasn't it?
But by the time MySpace, when MySpace was popular, I was not trying to talk to chicks. I was like 13, 14.
I was in high school. What do you mean? Damn, how old are you?
I'm 34.
I'm 32.
Yeah, but like by the time MySpace stopped being popular, around when I was like 15.
Yeah.
So then Facebook was after that. Matter of fact, no, it was MySpace, and then I copped on Black Planet.
I never was on Black Planet. I mean, this is my first time hearing that.
Yeah. I got on Black Planet because my cousin had a Black Planet and she put me on it. And I was like, okay. And then after Black Planet, that's when I got on Facebook. I got on Facebook in 2008.
Not you remember the date.
Yeah, then I got on Instagram in 2010. I 2010 or 2009, because I had a BlackBerry. That's the only app that I had it at the time. But no. But like I said, I'm like I said, back then I was very quiet and shy. Like I said, the only reason why I met you, because I was lit and my cousin dared me to go talk to you. That's the only reason why I met you.
Yeah, we were leaving.
Yup, because No, because I know, yeah, y'all was leaving, but they was like, I saw you inside the club, well, inside the party, and I was like, there's a go talk. I was like, yeah, I'll wait. And it's like, yo, it's like 2 hours later, it's like, yo, are you gonna say something? All right, bro, I'll go. And that's when I did it. Took me a long time, but I had to overthink and I had to give me some liquor in me.
Liquor courage. And then it was
like, no, because like, did you have a hat on?
I know you had a hat on. I don't remember me wearing a hat.
I think your hair was straight. I said, hey. And I was like, hey, how you doing? Yeah, I'm with my cousins, blah, 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 blah. Cool. Get your number. Bet. Yeah. I overthought that, John. It was real quick. But it was, yeah, like I said, caught him while you was leaving. I was like, yeah. But them niggas dared me. I said, you ain't going to do it. I'm like, all right. I was like, we'll see.
The spot that party was at was dope, though.
It was. And the funny thing is, I can't remember where that location is now because I have never been back to that spot since.
Because that was my first time seeing like a full bar inside of a barbershop.
That was a barbershop?
Yes. Do you know? Yes. It was a shop and a full bar next to it.
Bro.
What did you think?
I thought that was a club or something that they rent out.
You didn't see all the barber chairs that were lined up?
No.
Because I said, like, this place is dope. Because no, I wanted to have like alcohol served and at a barbershop.
Wow,
I cut hair.
I didn't stay on the dance floor as long as I needed to that night. Cause I was in between sitting down and dancing. But I was like, you know. But no, it was a nice vibe for sure. I don't think the dude threw another party after that, because I think he got married. But it was a nice party. And I had a blue blazer on, if I remember. I still got the pictures from that night.
I don't remember what I had on. It was so long ago.
Yeah, do know your hair was straight, though. Do remember that. Mm-mm. That's crazy. Crazy, crazy, crazy. Not sure. That's my big one. She might probably sleep. Sure. I'm about to end that shit.
Yeah, it's getting late.
I'm about to call you though.
Okay. All right.